2017 is a wrap as the Broncos look to move past a 5-11 season. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Milani, alongside Steve Atwater and Casey Jones. We're going to take a look back at this Broncos season. And Casey, I think you got to start at the quarterback position. Broncos started three quarterbacks in 2017.
Yeah, it seemed like a year-long quarterback tryout. I think they found out just what everybody expected. Inconsistent play, inconsistent quarterbacks, negative 17 on the turnover margin. You can't have that. The Broncos are going to be forced to find a free agent or go into the draft to find a quarterback next year.
Yeah, you never want to see three different quarterbacks. Yeah. Well, the one positive for the offense, though, C.J. Anderson got to 1,000 yards.
Yeah, when they committed to the run, they ran the ball very effectively. C.J. Anderson got his 1,000 yards. An offensive line that had a little bit of changes during midseason. Connor McGovern came in at right guard and filling in for Ron Leary. Played, I thought, very, very well. I think this offensive line has a chance to get much, much better, but they do need a couple new guys at key positions.
Looking to the other side, Steve, on defense, seemed like they were making similar mistakes throughout the entire year.
Yeah, and statistically, though, they were doing pretty well throughout the year. They stayed in the top five in a ton of categories throughout the year, but the big one in the points given up, still, I think, 28th, 29th at the end of the year. So that's an area that they're going to have to focus on in the offseason, making sure that, you know, you have that bend but don't break defense, where they may get some yardage on us, but we don't want to give up those points. But we did get two Pro Bowlers out of this with both Von Miller and Aqib Talib. Both had solid years, not as great as they would have liked, especially considering what our record was, but solid season nonetheless. They're two of the most elite players on the defensive side of the ball.
We heard Casey mention the minus 17 in turnovers. That defense was put into a lot of bad situations this year, huh?
Yeah, they were. They had a short field a good majority of time. We had some issues, especially early on in the season, guarding the tight ends. We got that situation resolved, fortunately, once we put Justin Simmons in man-to-man situations against the tight ends. So I think that's our long-term solution for that. But, yeah, overall, just, you know, not what we hoped for, but, you know, we'll be back next year.
Well, we'll turn our focus now to the off season, and Casey, everybody wants to know, hey, what are the Broncos going to do with this quarterback situation? We heard from John Elway and Vance Joseph the other day, one of their biggest priorities is going to be that quarterback position.
Yeah, they're going to have to find a veteran quarterback who's led a team to victories. Oh, they're also going to look into the draft, right? They're going to find, I think that they'll end up bringing in two quarterbacks, one a veteran, one a rookie, and I think that's where it's going to start from there. But you have to surround these quarterbacks. You got to give them the opportunity with weapons. And I think one weapon that the Broncos have lacked in recent years is a big tight end. You look around the league, Gronk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You look at Kelce. These guys are game changers. These guys have big play potential, and they're a quarterback's best friend. Look for them to find a good tight end either in the draft or in free agency as well.
Or the plus to get Jake Butt back off of IR. He might be the answer there too. But, gosh, that quarterback position, a lot of talk. Kirk Cousins maybe is out there. Broncos coaching staff is going to be at the Senior Bowl. Get a look at Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Which one do you think they're going to go to?
I think they're going to try for both. But I think what's the most interesting piece of this is Baker Mayfield. Yeah. Baker Mayfield is the Heisman Trophy winner. He's a walk-on quarterback at both Texas Tech and then Oklahoma. He's got that fire and that leadership quality that the quarterback position is really lacked here in Denver for the last couple of years. But I think Baker Mayfield, he also throws in a little bit different with a playmaking ability with his feet. So I think he is one of their targets. They're going to evaluate him at the Senior Bowl. But to me, he's a very, very exciting player.
Well, that'll be a position to watch almost the entire offseason. Steve, on the other side, Aqib Talib, do we think that he's going to be back for another season here?
Yeah, well, there's a mixed bag out there. I mean, I'm not sure if he will. I would love to see Aqib Talib back. Again, he's, I think, in one of the top three corners in the league right now. Still playing at a high level, just in his eighth year. I think he's got a lot of good football left in him. But with the way the salary cap is and with the team trying to focus, I think, some on the offense, it may be a situation where he's not here next year. And I wouldn't like to see that, but that is certainly a possibility.
And one thing that we heard from President and CEO Joe Ellis was, hey, we can't just rest on our past success. Steve, what did you think he meant by that? You can't just show up and say, hey, we're the Broncos, we're going to win games, right?
Yeah, I mean, having won three Super Bowls in the organization since 1960, and really since 1997, that was the first 97, 98.
You
then,
remember those.
Yeah,
we remember those. Both of you guys do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And then Super Bowl 50, there are still some players here from that Super Bowl 50 team. And he just doesn't want people to just rest on their laurels. I mean, although we've had some success, we still got to have that mentality that you got to work, go out there and work hard like we're at the bottom of the barrel working our way up to the top. And I think that's what he meant by that. And hopefully the players will take heed and make sure they come back ready to play, ready to put their work in, not only on the field, but also in the film room.
Well, we know that this 2018 Broncos team is going to look a lot different, starting with the coaching staff as they start to make some hires here. And then, like we talked about, the Broncos will be coaching down in Mobile at the Senior Bowl. So a lot of excitement moving forward as we move past a 2017 season that really didn't go the way anybody thought. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Block and Tackle.